AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. So how important is tonight's presidential candidates debate? Political analyst David Anderson says this series of debates could elect the new president.
Historically, debates can lead anywhere from a 2 to a 6 point change in the polls, which at this point could either push Hillary Clinton into a rather decisive lead or switch things around and provoke Donald Trump to take him into a commanding lead.
A record-breaking number of Americans may be watching as Trump and Clinton tackle each other tonight. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Trump's aides say Clinton's a trained lawyer and seasoned politician with lots of debate experience, including her first White House bid in 2008, while the real estate mogul remains the untested outsider. But Clinton's camp replies Trump easily crushed an impressive field of primary challengers, and on TV he'll have the edge in the medium he's proven a master of.
The debate begins at 9 tonight on the news networks. Beloved golf legend Arnold Palmer died yesterday after being admitted to a Pittsburgh hospital last week with heart problems. He was 87. Correspondent Tom Merriam.
Palmer, whose widespread following was known as Arnie's Army, won 4 Masters titles, 2 British Opens, and the 1960 U.S. Open, as well as 55 other PGA Tour events. Palmer's popularity extended well beyond the golf course in the end of his playing career, as he started numerous commercials for major products, even having a popular drink named after him.
The Marlins game against Atlanta was canceled yesterday after Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez died in a boating accident. The boat he and 2 others were on slammed into a small pier in the Miami area, killing all of them. Authorities say speed was a factor. Charlotte, North Carolina has lifted its curfew after 2 nights of violence last week when police shot a black man dead. The Panthers game against the Vikings went off without incident in Charlotte. This is AP Radio News. A man suspected of killing 5 people at a mall in Washington State goes to court today. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel reports.
The 20-year-old man suspected of killing 5 people with a rifle at a Macy's makeup counter in Burlington, Washington, had a string of run-ins with the law in recent years. This neighbor of Arkan Chaitin says he frightened her, so she tried to avoid him.
He'd always park next to me. If his car was there, I wouldn't walk that way. I'd walk this way, and I didn't feel safe. And I even put a taser on my desk right next to my door.
Amber Cathy also described Chaitin as socially inept. Friday night's attack at the Cascade Mall left a man and 4 females dead. I'm Sandy Kozel.
A Cleveland area bowling alley started a weekly raffle that's now drawing massive numbers of people for some reason. Yesterday, the raffle winner won $3 million. Each ticket at Sky Lane Bowling goes for $5. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.